This one. The one swimming so innocently. He will do just nicely. He's the perfect specimen for what I need. And he's not even paying attention. Must be my lucky day. He's so naive. So trusting of these waters. I'm so lucky he's so stupid. This is going to be easy. So much easier than I thought it was going to be. He won't even notice my tentacle wrapping around his left, just a little bit out of the way so he doesn't feel it. Now, to mimic this with his other leg. I need to be fast about this. I don't want this one getting away. He's too perfect. Exactly what I need. He will be perfect to breed with. All the tentacles are in place. Now, I just need to strike. One, two, three. Got you. You are coming with me. I wouldn't be screaming or struggling if I were you. I need to take you back to my cave, and I don't know how much of that precious oxygen you were able to gulp before I got you. Oh, the fear in your eyes. I'm going to enjoy this so very much. I definitely picked the right human to mate with this time. Just a little bit further down. It's only a little darkness. Don't be afraid. There will be light where I'm taking you. If you can just relax for a few more seconds. Come on. Just go with me, come on. It'll be easier. There. See? Now that wasn't too bad, was it? I told you it would only be a little bit before we got to the light and some air again. Now calm down, would you? It's always so annoying when the human tries to break out of my grasp. If you haven't even made it the journey, they were using so much air in their strength. By the time I brought them back to my cave, they were already dead. Seems you were hardy enough to make the journey. Which means you will do perfect for what I need next. What am I? Well, I'm a Kraken. Did you think it was all a myth? That's pretty funny, I won't lie there. Out of all the mythological monsters, you picked the Kraken to not believe in? I don't think it's weird that I exist. I think it's weirder that you exist. After all, life came from the ocean and it will eventually return to the ocean. Which is why I need you. I need you for mating. There are no males left of my species. Hunted to extinction by your kind. We may do. We evolved. Since your kind took our men. We decided that our kind would take your men. The only difference is we don't kill you. Instead, we just mate with you. Take what we need and let you return to the surface. If you tell anyone what happened to you, I'm sure they won't believe you. It's a flawless system. The only downside is that it only creates more females of my kind. Something about your sperm only produces females in our species. I don't know, some biology stuff. But we do what we must so that we can survive. I have brought you here to be my mate for the evening. And once I feel I have extracted enough cum from your cock, then I will bring you back to the surface. Much gentler than before. You think you can resist? That's cute. From the moment I touched you, I've been pumping aphrodisiacs into that body of yours. You never stood a chance of resisting me. Even if you don't want me, your body is already responding. Look. What is that right there? That's what I thought. I'm going to pump you dry and take all your cum for myself. Don't be frightened. It's not like you're going to die from coming so much. You might be in pain. You might be oversensitive. But that's not gonna make you die. My tentacles are gonna make you feel so good. They're already dissolving your clothing. It's so useless. So pointless. Don't my tentacles feel good? Don't they feel warm? They feel so good working their way around your body, don't they? Covering you and more of my pheromones. You're unable to escape. Really, you should just succumb. You aren't going to be getting away until I have enough cum to fertilize my eggs. If only you would stop saying no and enjoy this. You should be happy I'm even trying to make this pleasurable for you at all. After everything your disgusting kind have put my kind through. I have wept for many of my species because you humans kill them senselessly. No rhyme, no reason. But I have a reason for doing this. So fucking accept your fate like a good boy. Fine. We're going to do this the hard way, I guess. But don't say I didn't warn you. I'll make sure your wrists and ankles are restrained down so you can't fight back. Oh, would you look at that? It's adorable how you think moving and flailing your arms and legs is going to stop my tentacles from snaking around each of your tiny limbs, gripping them and holding them down. You really think that you, a mere human, are stronger than the mighty Kraken? That's some big balls you got there. A lot of fucking confidence that doesn't seem earned. Oh, yeah. You're so ferocious. Do you want to know something? I've taken down ships. You are nothing more than a guppy to me. Now this tentacle is going to go inside your mouth, and you are going to suck it. Did you not learn your lesson from earlier? Or are you just that stupid? I'll spell it out for you. Open your mouth and suck on my tentacle without biting it. I'm going to have to restrain you even more. Hold your mouth open, and then I'll just force it in. And eventually you'll become my good, pliant boy. Which one do you prefer? This all could have been so easy if you would have just let me make it. You keep insisting on fighting me tooth and nail. I can see that you want me. I can see your cock straining, begging for my attention. Why don't you just give it what it wants? Don't worry, little cock. As soon as your owner stops making this difficult, I'll give you exactly what you want, because I'm not selfish like him. Now suck. I'm not feeling any sucking. Two can play at this game. Oh, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to use my extraction tentacle I could use it to make this feel so good, but since you don't want to suck and be a good boy for me, I'm going to have to make this painful. So, last chance. Suck my tentacle. Be that way. If you don't want to suck, then I guess I can just squeeze your ball sack like it's a stress ball. Oh, does that hurt? Are you going to behave and suck? No? You're still telling me no? Well, okay then. I guess I just need to squeeze longer. There you go. There you go. Do you want to suck the aphrodisiacs into your throat, boy? If you would stop telling me no, then I wouldn't have to keep squeezing longer and harder. Remember, I can make this feel good. All you have to do is be a good boy for me. Yeah. I can keep this up as long as you can. Suck my tentacle. Keep getting your balls squeezed. What if I crush them because you're so fucking stubborn? Really? You're only hurting yourself. Squeezing your balls like this doesn't do anything to me. Really, I'm only applying a fraction of my strength. All it's doing is hurting you. I can already see them starting to turn blue. I wonder if I should let go. Would you get some feeling back before I really squeeze? I am enjoying how they feel between my suckers. How easy it would be to just crush them. Oh. So that's what got you to start behaving? Good boy. See? See, it's so easy to be good. It's so easy to just let me do what I please with you. Stop fighting back. Suck all the aphrodisiacs into that body of yours. And then I'll take care of that pretty little cock between your legs. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. Feeling your throat bob as you suck my tentacles. So fucking good. I knew there was a well-behaved tentacle sucker in there. Oh yeah, there you go. Keep drinking it all in. You should see how obscene your lips look stretched around my tentacle. I wonder if you'll even want to have sex with human girls after you spend some time with me. I've been told I'm quite addictive. That's enough now. You've sucked enough. I want you pliant, not love drunk. Oh, it's adorable how you're trying to chase it. A mere few moments ago, you were telling me no. And now look at you. You can't get enough of it. You're being so well behaved. I think you deserve a reward, don't you? Oh, don't move. I don't want you.